From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Buddy Guy grew up on a farm in Lettsworth, Louisiana, about 60 miles from Baton Rouge. His fascination with playing the blues started early, and by the age of 21, he had conquered the local juke joints and dance halls and was ready for something bigger. So he followed the path traveled by Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and countless other blues greats before him. He moved to Chicago. Today, Buddy Guy is widely acknowledged as the modern-day King of Chicago Blues. You know, I'm twice as square. So when producer Dennis Herring suggested that Guy meet him at his studio in Oxford, Mississippi, to record a handful of country blues songs, Buddy Guy balked. He'd left those simple, unstructured rhythms behind when he left Louisiana. But after hearing a demo tape of such Mississippians as T-Model Ford, Sidell Davis, and Junior Kimbrough, Buddy Guy gladly made the pilgrimage to Herring's studio. And there he recorded what many critics are calling the album of his career, Sweet Tea. Buddy Guy turns 65 tomorrow. It's hard to think of him slowing down, but the first song on his new CD comes as a shocking revelation.
Well, I done got old. Can't do the things I used to do. Cause I'm an old man.
You know, you sing this song, Done Got Old. I almost believed you.
It's true.
Oh, come on. I mean, all right, chronologically, you're celebrating your 65th birthday, but...
Well, how old you have to be before you get old? When I got in my mid-20s, they were saying, you're still a youngster. My mother used to say, you're still wet behind the ears. And you get 40, they say, you're still damp behind the ears. And on the 30th of this month, I'm 65, and I don't think nobody should tell me I'm wet behind the ears. If it is, how long it take them to get dry?
All right, I will accept that definition of old. It should be done got wise, not done got old.
Well, I think both of them go together. If you stay in pretty good health and take care of yourself and be able to live to see 60, 65, or 70, if you don't get wise, you're the dumbest person you ever seen, whether you're a musician or whatever.
Remember the day, baby, done past and gone, that I could love you most all night long. But now things have changed, and I done got old. I can't do the things I used to do, cause I'm an old man.
Had you played much acoustic guitar before that? Did you learn on acoustic?
Oh, yes. I was born so far in the country. I didn't know what running water and electric lights was until in my late teens. And I made my first guitar. It had two strings on it. And I self-taught, and I didn't have no instruction from nobody. So finally, my dad and them had a good crop. They sharecroppers. And they bought a radio, phonograph, and I got my first record was Boogie Chillin' by the late John Lee Hooker, and that's the first song I learned how to play was Boogie Chillin'.
John Lee Hooker's style is indicative of the sound known as country blues, mostly one chord rolling back and forth in a hypnotic drone and almost entirely unstructured. Buddy Guy says those musicians weren't playing it by the book. They were playing it by the feel.
Well, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord.
On his new CD, liberated from the form and structure of Chicago blues, Buddy Guy sounds as fresh and as vibrant as ever. Man, if anyone thinks you're old, the minute they hear you singing Baby, Please Don't Leave Me. I have to ask you about something that is almost a signature of yours. I mean, aside from the wicked guitar playing that you do, but that scream that you do, have you always been doing that, or is that something you began to develop as part of your persona?
Did you ever hear B.B. King in his early days?
Somewhat, yeah. I got some old recordings.
Please believe me, all of that belonged to him. They call it a false voice, and the older you get, the more you lose it, you know. But he come out singing blues like that, and he was so famous in the South at that time. I said, look, if I ever could just let anybody hear, I just love the way that man screamed. And a lot of it also came from spiritual singers.
Bring you back to maybe earlier recording sessions of yours, kind of when music was made differently?
Yes, it did. Actually, the guy, Dennis Herring's studio, when I walked in there and he went and brought these amplifiers out, which they don't make anymore, with the true sound, and I said, Dennis, I've been wanting this ever since the 60s. Because it disappeared, you can't hardly find it anymore. And he just looked at me and laughed because the amplifiers he had cobweb on them, and he brought them out and I heard them. And if you listen at the whole CD, there's a cut on there called I Got to Try You Girl, and they couldn't stop me. I think they got 12 minutes on it.
You know? Yeah,
it
12 minutes.
Yeah, they was waving at me to stop. I said, man, I'm feeling so good. Get on away from me. I want to play.
What was it about that groove? I mean, you just were in it, right? You just went
well,
in the zone.
Yes, because those guys, the drummer, the people he found down there, just northern Mississippi people have been playing it all their life. And when I left from down there, that's the music we were playing. That's the music I started at. And I got down there and they brought me back. They brought me, you know, like the time machine. They just say, here's what we do, buddy. Put your stuff with this and let's see what we got. And that's exactly what I did.
That song is by the late Junior Kimbrough, and there are four songs. Now, how much did you know about him and his style and who he was and the kind of songs that he was writing?
Well, first of all, when they sent the demos to me, you know, I said to the my record company people, I said, look, I found the late Fred McDowell, Son House, Muddy Waters. I had a chance to play with all of them before they passed away. I said, well, I found everything that was in Mississippi at that point. And there's nothing else for me to find. When they brought this guy up, and I found this, I said, wait a minute, I got to get a shovel. I got to go do some more digging in Mississippi. You know, they're bringing up stuff. I thought I'd learned it all. And that's going to show you, you never get too old to learn.
My mama told me I was a child.
That's a traditional blues sound that you only take that away from a person when you start using a modern instrument. But if you take that modern instrument out of our hands and give us that stuff that the music was beginning with, we all the same, and it'll take you back to that. And it only took me a day or two to go back and just really feel that stuff after I heard them those guys playing.
Is it more than just the instruments, though? I mean, there's the story that I've read about Muddy Waters calling you up in the middle of the night, and he'd be at a recording session, and he'd say, come on down, and there'd be no rehearsal time. I mean, and this CD, the one that you've just done, Sweet Tea, was done very quickly. Is there something about getting in there and doing it, not messing around with it for months or years at a time?
Well, the way they play, that's why I said earlier, is not by the book. They set me out in the hallway, and the rest of that band was in the studio because they told me they didn't want me to get influenced by them and try to learn that. Now, I could have learned that if they had given me that demo and let me mess with it for 6-8 months. Then I could go down and say, I got it now. Yeah. You know, it's just automatic, playing by ear. But they said, no, buddy, go out there. We don't even want you to see him. We want you to play Buddy Guy along with what you're listening to. And it wouldn't, without all the changes, I could just cut loose and say, here's the best of Buddy Guy.
When we listen to you, we hear Buddy Guy. I mean, a tune like Tramp, for example, written by Lowell Fulsom. We hear Buddy Guy, and we hear the people who came before you, but you know, we also hear some of the people that you influenced. I listen to this and I hear Jimi Hendrix.
I don't think you hear Jimi Hendrix. I think you hear a little more Buddy Guy coming through Jimi Hendrix.
Well, yeah. But
because I got some films where when I first met him, he was like coming in saying, please can I tape because I learned something from you, which is always good to hear. But all those guys were so creative. You know, I still learn stuff from them. And you are right. You hear Jimi Hendrix or Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, of course. In all of our music, we hear the B.B. King, the Lightning Hopkins licks to that. We added a little something to it.
You can call me that. That make you feel good. Cause I'm a lover.
You've been quoted as saying it would be really difficult for you to get a lot of airplay on a CD that you've recorded on your own. It's only when you record with people like Eric Clapton or Bonnie Raitt that anybody pays attention to you. That must be a double-edged sword. I mean, on the one hand, you've influenced these cats, and then on the other hand, you're not able to do what you want to do.
Someone asked me that the other day. Matter of fact, I was hanging out with Eric Clapton here in Chicago. He called me up to play a song with him the other night, and naturally, United Center was sold out, and we get this standing ovation, and I just did open the show for Dave Matthews, the same thing. And a lot of these kids were saying, who are you? And Dave walks out and says, this is my influence. But for some strange reason, I don't know. You know, no, my record don't get exposed much as those guys do. Actually, those guys came through in the 60s, the Cream with Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, the Jeff Beck, and all those people like that. And I think the first television show the Stones was invited to, it might have been Ed Sullivan, but I think they come back with a show. It's called Shindig. And they say, we'll come back and do the television show if you bring on Muddy Waters. They asked, who is that? And they got offended. Huh. Because they said, you mean to tell me you don't know who Muddy Waters is? And we named ourselves after his famous record, Rolling Stone.
You've won 4 Grammy Awards in the past 10 years. And I'll tell you, all the critics are saying about this new one, Sweet Tea, that this is the best thing you've ever done in your career. How does it feel to be getting all this attention after all these years?
I was brought up by my parents to say, better late than never. They ignored me for recording for approximately 15 years. And every time I get a chance to go in the studio, and I got to thank my record company, too, for putting up with me, because, you know, if you don't sell records, it's just like anything else. If you got a regular job, you're not producing anything, they let you go. So I just feel happy when I'm invited in the studio, and I keep reminding you, excuse me, what my parents say, but it don't be the best in town, just be the best until the best come around. So when I go in there, I intend to give you my best. Maybe I don't all the time. But I tries, you know. And when I try and give you the best, I tell people, if you don't like blues when you come see me, I intend to make you like it before you leave. Or you will leave and say, I didn't like it, but I could tell he was giving me the best he had.
You're celebrating your 65th birthday. I do refuse to refer to you as a senior citizen because you've just come back from a series of dates in Singapore.
Well, I can get on an airplane for you after the 30th of this month.
Oh, there you go. You're gonna and you're gonna go 3 months. You're gonna tour the States. You're gonna go to Europe in the fall. You ever considered retiring? I mean, just sitting on a stool in your club and relaxing?
No. No. As a musician, you know, and the way blues is being treated, if I stop. We just lost John Lee Hook and a lot of us, and two from that area of that day is me and B.B. King, and we're going to take it as far as we can. We talks about that every time I see him. I don't see no near future unless my health fail me or something like that. Then I might consider that, but right now I got to take it to the people.
Blues legend Buddy Guy, his new CD is called Sweet Tea, and he joined us from our Chicago bureau. Mr. Guy, it has been such a pleasure talking to you, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, and I certainly appreciate you inviting me here, and whatever I can do, I'm near as your phone to you. Just give me a ring and give my office a ring, and I'll always be around.
Mr. Guy, I appreciate that. I tell you, probably the best thing you can do for us right now is we're going to listen to some of your music.
Thank you so much.
Got something on my-